Indiana's overall health rate is 39th among 50 states, and smoking is a primary reason. One proven way to get people to quit is by raising the cigarette tax. But Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media's Jill Sheridan reports that health advocates' hopes are quickly diminishing.
At the beginning of this year's legislative session, the newly formed Alliance for a Healthier Indiana announced its top priority to reduce the number of smokers by raising the cigarette tax. Paul Haverson is the founding dean at the IU Richard M. Fairbanks School of Public Health.
Tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death in Indiana. There are over 11,100 deaths each year attributable to tobacco.
The push was on. Advocates started lobbying, citing data showing nearly 60,000 of Indiana's million-plus smokers would quit if the tax was raised by $1.50. And there was optimism that this year lawmakers were listening. Nancy Kripe with Tobacco Free Allen County spent a lot of time at the State House.
So far, everyone that I've talked to has been supportive of raising the tobacco tax, so I'm pretty excited about that.
But the effort to pass the tax hit a roadblock when it failed to make it to the Senate budget bill this month. A smaller $1 tax did make it through the House and is now under debate. Advocates say even a dollar tax could be valuable if the revenue, more than $300 million annually, is devoted to cessation and prevention. Indiana ranks 48th when it comes to public health spending, and American Cancer Society's Brian Hannon says the state needs to invest now.
I think the last time we really had any kind of public health investment was 10 years ago when we raised the cigarette tax.
But in the final budget battles of the legislative session, the movement's high hopes are sinking. Even if the tax survives, it seems unlikely that any money will go towards public health. There's been some talk of diverting a reduced tobacco tax to pay for infrastructure updates, but a smaller tax increase won't get as many people to quit, and it taxes those that can least afford it, says Republican Representative Ed Clear.
It may be uncomfortable to talk about, but smoking is increasingly concentrated among low-income and minority populations. If we're going to raise the tax, it's even more important that we target prevention and cessation resources to those populations.
Some of the tax's original supporters say they can't support a smaller tax, especially if the funding goes to roads.
Basically, if you do something that's 60 cents, that's just a revenue generator. It's not going to do anything for the benefit of health of Hoosiers. We need to have a significant increase.
Monique French with the American Lung Association says a smaller tax would also be offset with rebates and offers from tobacco companies.
The tobacco industry will come back and coupon, and we won't see the health effect that we need to see to drive down Medicaid costs.
But Republican Senator Luke Kenley, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, says when it comes to balancing Indiana's budget, we don't need the tax as a revenue generator this year. He'd rather wait and see what happens with health care reform, including HIP 2.0, Indiana's Medicaid expansion.
It's been a pretty good program, and we'd like to keep it, so we're trying to save the cigarette tax for when we have a direct need that relates to the use of those people who pay cigarette tax.
But meanwhile, smokers are costing the state more than $500 million yearly in Medicaid costs, according to a study from the Fairbanks School of Public Health. Dean Paul Haverson says this isn't the first time Indiana has failed to pass the tax.
Again, it's puzzling because it is the leading cause of preventable death, and we know how to address the tobacco problem, but it's as if we've systematically been turning our back on that issue.
The last time Indiana's cigarette tax was raised was in 2007. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.